From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Abby Ivory Gagne. University of Missouri System President Moon Choi announced today he's ending the university's Executive Performance Incentive Program. This comes after State Auditor Nicole Galloway said about $2.3 million in payments to top executives and administrators were inappropriate. The decision is effective immediately, and it affects current senior officers of the MU system as well as future senior executive hires.
We're going to be evaluating all of our compensation programs now with the mindset that we have to follow what is considered to be industry standard for us to be able to attract and retain top talent.
The review will be conducted in conjunction with the UM System Vice President for Human Resources and will begin immediately. Missouri's community colleges made an agreement Thursday to pool workforce readiness programs. Now businesses looking to relocate or expand in the state will have easy access to training programs at all 12 community colleges in Missouri. Rob Dixon, president and CEO of the Missouri Community College Association, says the agreement helps businesses prepare workers for change. Dixon says the agreement won't cost the state more money. Missouri community colleges already receive state funding for workforce training programs. A Jefferson City group is working to alleviate overcrowding in the city's public schools. Citizens Investing in J+C spoke to residents this week about a proposal to renovate Jefferson City High School, Nichols Career Center, and build a new high school. Two new taxes would generate $130 million needed for the plan. A representative for the group says Jefferson City High School is already overcrowded. Both tax propositions need to pass on the April 4th ballot in order for the renovations to be fulfilled. Placing restrictions on abortions in Missouri remains a high priority for Republican lawmakers, but as the halfway point for the 2017 legislative session approaches, no such bills have yet been passed by either the House or Senate. Democratic Representative Stacey Newman says that will soon change.
We're seeing numerous bills being rushed through committee all of a sudden. My Children and Families Committee are hearing three and four what we consider extreme anti-reproductive health bills each week.
Newman cites one example, the so-called Personhood Amendment that virtually outlaws abortion in Missouri. Other bills would make it a crime to transport a minor across state lines for an abortion without parental permission and would create new regulations for the disposal of fetal tissue. Abby Ivory Gagne, KBIA News, Columbia.